This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Gantley. New Hampshire's nursing home advocates are pushing back against a proposed $7 million in cuts in Medicaid reimbursement rates. The cut is part of a plan recently unveiled by state officials to close a $58 million shortfall in the current Department of Health and Human Services budget. That ends in June. John Poirier is president and CEO of the New Hampshire Healthcare Association, which represents more than 90 nursing homes and assisted living centers across the state. He joins us to talk about the concerns with that plan. Good morning.
Good morning.
What has your reaction been after hearing the proposal?
This funding was assured to us historically through 2007. The department had money left over at the end of the year, and they put that back into the general fund. We were able to, through legislation, through the legislative budget, get a footnote added that would require that this money be rolled forward and rolled into rates so that nursing homes can ensure that they're still funded at the 70% of cost level that they're funded at or have been funded at. I don't believe that we should be balancing a state budget off the backs of the people who have, you know, spent their entire lives working and earning money and have, by virtue of personal situations, have ended up in needing long-term care.
Can you tell me what, put it in context for me, what $7 million is in your overall budget?
Typically, a 100-bed nursing home has about a $7 million budget, not coincidentally. When you look at making a cut of this proportion, you're talking about $100,000 plus or minus. While that doesn't sound very significant, what you're looking at is 70% of the expenses in a nursing home are direct care staff. So when you're looking at where are the variable expenses, it either is staff or additional revenue. And, you know, you can't not pay the mortgage, you can't not pay the heat, you can't not pay for food. So we're looking at potentially either finding alternative revenue sources, which are very, very difficult to find, or looking at staff expense.
You could see staff let go?
I think you will in some facilities, yes.
Are there specific nursing homes or areas of the state that would be hit hardest by these cuts?
It's not regionally. But it is based on what percentage of the people who live in those facilities are on Medicaid. So if you're looking at a facility that has 85 or 90% Medicaid utilization in their building, they will be hit harder than the facility that may have 50% of the people that are in their building that are paid for through the Medicaid program. So that's where the variance comes from.
We heard from State Health Commissioner Nick Tumpas, who said the department doesn't have a lot of options. You know, put yourself in Tumpas's shoes for a moment. This money has to come from somewhere, doesn't it?
I agree that it does. But you have to look at what the ramifications of cuts are before you make those cuts. And that simply hasn't been done.
I know that Senator Forrester has filed legislation hoping to prevent this cut. How hopeful are you that that will happen?
Extremely hopeful. The legislature has been very receptive to ensuring that these cuts don't ultimately take effect. The rates that are being paid effective January 1 do include these cuts, and they are cuts. I know that I have heard the governor and the governor's spokespeople talking about, well, you know, if we didn't do this, they would have a rate increase. Well, it's hard to say that it's a rate increase when there's already a nearly 30% reduction in what the state says ought to be paid to nursing homes. You know, I know that there has been a significant amount of expansion in programs at the Health and Human Services Department. And to me, you have to pay for the programs that you already have prior to cutting programs that already exist.
John Poirier is president and CEO of the New Hampshire Healthcare Association. He joined us to talk about the proposal to cut $7 million in Medicaid reimbursement rates. Thank you very much.
Thank you.